previously on Algoa FM.
An appropriate song on Algoa FM. It's called Superstar Jamelia. In the studio, a Nelson Mandela Bay-born superstar who this weekend at WrestleMonster 7 took not one but two titles. TJ Tremor, double heavyweight champion of the world in your the respective federations.
Yep.
Tell me about the journey. First of all, the moment.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such an awesome thing to be here. It's a moment's still fresh, you know. But yeah, what an awesome moment it was. Like, man, I've always main evented around the world, main evented in Scotland, England, Wales, all the time around Europe. But
yeah,
it was my first ever main event in South Africa. And to do that in front of my home, of my home crowd for the world heavyweight title, and to walk away, it's like the last time two belts were held together in South Africa was more than 15 years ago. So
yeah.
I'm the first person in 15 years to hold two belts. But I've got big shoes to fill, man. Mr. Yeah. Wrestling did a good job.
Well, look, Mr. Wrestling is a legend among legends, and it was a really incredible moment because why there's a second belt. Some people might not understand how it comes about. But
yeah,
the title became vacant when he laid it down as a result of his retirement to look after his health.
Yes.
And then it's there. And it was during this main event, and you were defending the All Africa.
Yeah, so originally the match was supposed to be for my current All Africa heavyweight title. And then obviously with being like number one contender, along with other talented superstars, I got given the opportunity to wrestle for the World Heavyweight title against Canadian freaking legend, Joe Legend.
Yeah, clues in the name. However, I want to talk to you about he puts the heavy in heavyweight. I'll tell you why. The weight difference between you in sheer like bulk volume was like 15 kilograms.
I think it was close to 20. I'm like 105. He's about 125. So he had a lot of weight advantage over me.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing he used. He really did strategically use that.
He absolutely did.
I keep using the word pummeled. He really just like flattened you over and over. Yeah. I don't know how you took so many like throws and falls and punches.
I definitely do think it was one of my toughest fights to date, I must admit.
Yeah, no, I tell you, how's your voice? Because my voice is finished.
My voice only started coming back after today. So yesterday I had absolutely no voice. So it's busy. It's a bit husky still, but it's starting to come back.
Because you were talking to the home crowd. Yep, I, on the other hand, was just screaming like a fan. I'm like, oh no! And also, I had to respect. You know, the thing obviously, being from here, I respect you as our hero kind of thing, and South African Nelson Mandela Bay, etc., etc. But Joe Legend, he was really doing some damage, and I had to respect how wily he was, how cleverly he used the reversals and things. He really was something. So it was very tough for me. I was so conflicted because on one hand I'm going, don't kill TJ, he's our boy. And then I'm going, oh, that was clever.
No, I must admit, he did catch me in some,
you could
swear like he studied my tapes in a way. So
he
kind of knew what was coming.
Like predictive text.
When
Joe Legend does that, you are in trouble.
And
he's got years of experience. It was what a lot of people were worried beforehand.
Yes, I mean, this was his 17th year being part of the company that I work for, WWP. So I think this is about 13th time out here now. So it's he brings a wealth of knowledge.
I want to actually link into that because I have watched some of these superstars for 25 years already since the Thunderstrike series days on SABC2. And having looked at all of that, this was a really, really moving WrestleMonster 7 was really moving because of the Legends Awards. Talk to me about firstly that and the history of WrestleMonster in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Yeah, so the Legends Awards was something like really awesome. Like, I'm busy reliving the Thunderstrike tapes at the moment, but those are pretty much the guys that paved the way for us young guys to do what we love today. Like guys like Tornado, Terry Madu, Joe Legend, Anansi, the blacksmith, all those
woodcarver, those guys.
The guys that paved the way on the Thunderstrike TV series. So having all those guys there, and I think it was really
Kilimanjaro. He was already making his assault back then from Nigeria.
Yeah, and you know, having all those guys mixed along with the younger generation, I think it's definitely is busy making its way to help the younger crowd like get over and do their job and learn from the older guys, you know?
Well, I mean, I was really glad that Kilimanjaro faced an experienced opponent like Tornado, because they faced it a lot of times. Yeah. Tornado knows how to handle him. Can you imagine a young, fresh guy running into the Man Mountain?
Oh, no, he was
on
a rampage.
It's an uphill battle, excuse the pun.
Yeah, he was on a rampage on Saturday as well. Jeez.
Oh, no, I almost got thrown out. So let's talk about the history of Wrestle Monster in Nelson Mandela Bay. It's a long time in coming.
Yeah, so the Wrestle Monster was actually my dad's project. He started that. It was a long time dream, but he started with Wrestle Monster 1 in 2015, and it just grew and grew and grew. Obviously, due to COVID, it stopped for like a year or two. So now this was Wrestle Monster 7. So it was quite a cool experience having the 7th edition of Wrestle Monster in the city, you know. So it's having that combined with the first ever Legends Awards, it's like our Hall of Fame, you know.
So, I know.
You know, so it was quite an awesome experience being part of all of that, you know.
But I mean, over the years, there have been some mega stars who've been here. I mean,
tons.
South African, PJ Black, the Darewolf. I mean, he came from here.
Yeah.
Wrestled in the WWE and all over the world.
Yeah, there's been Carlito. There's been Jack Swagger.
What about Tyrus? You saw him interviewing Donald Trump. You know, he's a wrestler. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah.
He's become so famous now in terms of his talk show.
Brodus Clay on WWE.
Yeah.
It was him.
Yeah.
There was Joe Robbie, Legend. There's Robbie E that came out. Yeah. It was Alpha and Lloyd, the Wild Samoans, Roman Reigns' cousins and the Rock's cousins.
Yeah, they're like part of that dynasty involving the Rock
and the
guys.
Yeah, the Hawaii dynasty. Yeah. They've been, so Wrestle Monster is a massive, massive platform, and it's the number one show in the entirety of Africa. It's coming back next year.
I was wondering if I have to hold thumbs or not.
Yeah, so it's usually always Easter Saturday, so we're hoping and we're praying that there's good weather next year.
Yeah.
So, but it's always happening. The 8th edition, it's going to be on Easter weekend next weekend, so we look forward to it, man.
All right, well, you're on your way around the world in between, I'm sure, but I look forward to seeing you back then. When's the next fight?
So the next fight is in 3 weeks' time in Pretoria.
Yeah. And that's, which one is that for?
That is my first ever world heavyweight title defense.
Yeah,
it's going to be
someone who's listening from Nelson Mandela Bay is going, I'm not going to be in Pretoria. Can I follow you and find out what happens?
Yeah, you can follow along on all my social platforms, my Facebook, TJ Tremor on Facebook. I usually go for the matches that are outside of PE, I usually live stream it on my Instagram. So for those of you who do want to listen in or watch in, follow me on my Instagram,
The Dream. I won't have to shout so loud.
Yeah,
What's it called? The
Dream Machine, TJ Tremor. Also on TikTok. So I do stream and I post all my fights and everything. Even on YouTube, TJ Tremor TV, I post all the full fights and everything. So yeah, please do feel free, follow along and follow along on my journey. Hopefully we're going to make it even bigger and better. And
I loved what you said straight after the fight. I'm looking forward to representing Nelson Mandela Bay. Yeah, so thank you for that.
That's my biggest thing, man. I look to be one of the favorite sons of Nelson Mandela Bay. It's just an honor and a privilege to be a representative, man.
Well, what a start this weekend. TJ Tremor in the house. We're just going to play a song so I can take photos of the belts. Closest I've ever been to the championship. All the best.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.